The Lord be with you.
And with
you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. It is. Now, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken and that they be taken down. Came and broke the legs of the first, and then of the other. He said, they did not break his legs. But one soldier thrust his lance into his side. Immediately blood and water flowed out. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise you. So this is the first time today, the first time, so it's very, I would say, very opportune, which is actually the. So today Pope Francis initiated a new memorial. Today we celebrate Mary as Mother of the Church. Very, very logical. Pentecost yesterday, today Mary the Mother of the Church. So I think it's important that we go back to that first reading today, and we can derive many lessons from that as well as Gospel, which is John chapter 19. Where Jesus gives his mother Mary to St. John, which represents all of us. Mary's the mother of John. In John are present all of us. That's the Catholic interpretation of that passage. Let's go quickly through the lesson of Pentecost. And I see this also related to what Pope Francis says in his apostolic exhortation, Rejoice and be glad, is that all of us are called to become saints. First is that in the cenacle for 9 days and nine nights, and they they're bombarded by so many noises, the voice of God. We can hear God speaking to us. It's not an audible voice, but at least in the depths of our hearts, God does speak to us. In mystical theology, the word would be locutions, an inner voice that God speaks from within. Second lesson is from Pentecost is the importance of prayer. But their prayer was not or an hour, 9 days. The first novena. And I would say the most powerful novena is Novena Pentecost. We want to have a deep union with God. We have to not simply pray, but we have to pray. My program is 10 weeks, okay? Which is 2.5 months. I prayed for 9 days. In the Catholic Church as a whole is that many people have a very mediocre prayer life. Maybe some of us, we pray, but our prayer, there's no fire. There's no passion. We kind of mumble a few words, say a few prayers, and we get rid of God, okay? Once you ask a man, do you pray? Yes, every night I make the sign of the cross, and that's it. Yes, better than nothing, huh? So, 9 days of prayer. First charismatic novena. Great, huh? Next is community prayer. Never heard. You know, they're kind of, you know, churches. There's room for one more. Come on. Most fervent person today,
but I.
To deny. Think of all of us have a good appetite, huh? Some of you are thinking, I hope Father Broom will stop speaking. I want to have lunch. Okay? Is that reading your mind? Am I one of those psíquicos, curanderos, adivinos, huh? Two wings, right? Birmingham, Alabama. Prayer. The Holy Spirit flings into the church. So let's say we all celebrate Mother's Day. We all celebrate Mother's Day. Mother's Day, Mary's Day. Mary's the mother of the church. Jesus is the head of the mystical body. We're the members. And Mary is our mother. So rejoice. Because today we celebrate your Heavenly Mother's feast day as the mother of the Catholic Church. Amen.